Over the weekend, I saw a sassy, joyful play called Astro Man by Albert Bell. Such a show which will send you home with a dance in your step. It's the story of a rebellious, cheeky, brave and very smart Aboriginal kid called Jembra and his loyal, footy-loving twin brother, Sonny. And it's also the story of their coming of age in a video arcade run by Mr. Pavlos, who is a grumpy old Greek guy with a heart of gold. It's just premiered at the Melbourne Theatre Company. Camille Ellis plays Jembra, or Jimmy. Camille's credits include Secret River for the STC and the Clever Man series on the telly. Camille, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Callan Tassoni plays Sonny, and his credits include the film Red Dog. G'day.
G'day, mate.
How nice to have you here. And the show's directed for the Melbourne Theatre Company by the fabulous Sarah Goods.
Hello.
Howdy, cowdy. Camille, you play the 13-year-old hero of this show.
Yes.
Jimmy. Who is he?
Jimmy. So Jim Rajalu is his full name, but everybody calls him Jim or Jimmy. Jimbra is a very wholesome, beautiful little boy. He has great intentions, but he doesn't necessarily think of the consequences of what's going to come.
You say he's a lovely boy, but he has actually stolen a bike.
Yes, so Jimbra does do some bad things, but he always means well. Jimbra always does mean well. But in the way that he gets to his end point, which is the overall good thing, he does a lot of bad things to get there, in a sense.
Yeah, but we love him for it.
Oh, he's a beautiful kid.
He's a beautiful kid. Yeah. And Callan, you play the brother, Sonny.
Yes.
Who's he?
Sonny is this really warm and loving and loyal character who's always getting up to mischief because he's following his brother Jimmy. But, I mean, growing up, due to Sonny's, you know, just natural athletic ability, he's managed to have a pretty easy, you know, going life.
Yeah, he's a footy player.
He's a footy player. Yeah. And so he's
well
liked.
But it's pretty clear that Camille's a smart one.
He is very. He was very much a smart one. They say in the play, when we were in Mum's tummy, Jimmy took all of Sonny's brains and Sonny took all of Jimmy's footy skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of show it is. And you have this fabulous sister who's got heaps of attitude and is always on roller skates.
Yes.
Or up to mischief. A tough mum with a lot of love in her heart. So, Sarah, the playwright is Albert Bells, and he says the show's a love letter. To what? What's it a love letter to?
Well, Albert Bells is a Maori writer from New Zealand, but he lived in Geelong for quite a long time, and that's when he wrote the play. but it's sort of a love letter to the 80s. That particular period, it's set in 1984, but it is also a love letter to the first time we really fell in love with technology in the form of computer games, Pac-Man, Galaga, and it really goes back and celebrates the music of the time, but also, you know, now sort of 40 years later, you know, our love of computer games is part of second nature to our everyday lives, but back then it arrived in a way that just totally blew young kids' minds.
Yeah.
Particularly a kid like Jimbra, whose capacity to understand technology and photographic memory, it just suddenly gave an entire new meaning to his life.
Video arcades were a source of great anxiety when they first came out because they were sort of seen as caves of juvenile delinquency, really. But the space, Camille, is actually quite safe, isn't it?
It's beautiful, yeah. So my character, Jimbra, it is his only safe place in the world. He gets bullied at school, he gets bullied on the street, he gets pretty much bullied everywhere. And at home, his family, well, he doesn't get bullied at home, but his family don't necessarily, he loves his family, but he doesn't have that kind of safe spot that he does in the Astrocade.
Well, yeah. Everybody's busy.
Yeah, everybody's busy. There's a lot going on, and this is kind of the one spot where his mind just goes into bliss and he just zones in.
So the story starts off really with a fight over a bike. As I said, you've nicked the bike, but we only learn that later in the show.
Yes.
Initially, we think the baddie in the play. What's his name?
Mick Jones.
Mick Jones, that's right. Mick Jones, we think, has nicked. Well, he has. He's nicked the bike, believing it to be yours.
Yes.
Little understanding that you've nicked it from somebody else.
From someone else, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a lovely twist right there. So we're going to have a scene. What's this scene?
So this scene is towards the start of the play, and this is the first time that we meet my brother, Callan, or Sonny. So here we go. Hey, Sonny, how's it going? What's your plan?
Where you been?
Out and about.
Out and about doing what?
Look, just because you're 10 minutes older than me does not make you my babysitter.
Yeah? Well, someone's got to keep an eye on you.
Oh, whatever, dick. Mm. What's your plan?
What does it look like?
I know you're playing Galga, but what's your high score?
200,000.
Pretty flash, boy. Pretty flash.
Yep. I'm going to get the record.
You're going to beat my record.
Not your record. The record.
Wait. Somebody beat my record?
Yup.
Who beat my record?
MJ.
Scene.
Oh, yeah. And MJ's the baddie.
MJ's the baddie. Yeah. Mick Jones.
Camille Ellis and Colin Tassoni with that scene from Astro Man by the playwright Albert Bells. So Jimmy sees patterns.
Yeah, correct.
All around. What does he mean by that?
So Jimmy has a mind which goes 100 miles an hour. And things that would interest a lot of regular teenagers don't really interest Jimmy. Like Sonny's got all of his, you know, footy skills, which is what I perceive of the people back that time in teenage years would absolutely love. Whereas Jimmy does something different. He sees patterns in absolutely anything. So he can read a person just by looking at them. He really loves electronics as well. So at 13,
he's the kind of kid who not only plays a video game, gets hold of the manual and understands how the video game itself works.
Exactly.
And can
yeah.
go inside and fiddle with the electronics.
And fix it. Yeah, exactly. So he's essentially an electrician at 13. Sort of, yeah.
Now that we're talking about it, he's a kind of nerd, but he doesn't come across as a nerd because he's such a playful, witty,
a beautiful little kid,
lovable
yeah.
guy. But actually, his interests are the interests of a nerd.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
The play talks a lot about being in the zone. Sonny's character talks about football and talks about a game that happened in 1979 where one of the players goes into the zone, and Jimmy goes into a particular zone when he's fixing electronics or figuring out the patterns of the games. And part of the play's sort of one of the themes of it is about how young kids need something to do to occupy their mind like that, to take them into the zone that then keeps them out of trouble and keeps them focused on something. And so the bad guy, MJ, who's racist and violent and doesn't listen, ends up being taught by Mr. Pavlis how to sort of focus on something and find something that keeps his mind focused on good rather than evil.
Yeah. So there's a lovely relationship between these two kids and Mr. Pavlis, who's the grumpy old Greek guy that runs the place. They're sort of on the same wavelength, aren't they?
Yeah, sort of. Like, we've all had bad things happen in our lives, and we both kind of see each other as a connection. Like, it's a soft spot for both of us. We both have a soft spot in our heart for each other, and it's we form a beautiful bond.
And you've got a similar sense of humour, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Because
yeah.
when the show starts out, you think, oh yeah, this is really typical of. Well, it's Aboriginal humour, you know. You recognise it as kidding around and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You really, I really recognised. And they thought, actually, it's a bit like Greek humour too.
Yeah. Mm. It kind of connects on the cultural side of things as well. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's such an Aussie play, this. So, Sarah, as you say, the playwright is a Kiwi. Is a Kiwi, Albert Bells. How does that work?
Well, as I said, Albert lived in Geelong for a long time and he's a playwright, and he said that when he was living there he wanted to write a play, but of course he didn't really relate to writing a play about white people in Geelong. And he met one of his kids brought over a friend one day and was very similar to the character of Jimmy, and he was so captivated by this kid and how this kid's mind worked that he wanted to write a play about them, and that kid was a First Nations kid. So the play was workshopped at the 2015 Playwriting Conference by Playwriting Australia, and it was just the hit of the conference, and everybody loved it. It got workshopped quite a lot during that period, and then the play never got produced because it's quite a big cast. It's quite expensive for some of the smaller youth theatres to put on, so it was sort of one of the best unproduced plays floating around for a while. When I moved down here, I sort of put it in front of Brett and we had a reading for it, and he loved it.
So Brett is
Brett Sheehy is the artistic director of MTC. And at that reading was also Tony Briggs, who I've directed the play with. He's the associate director on it. And Tony Briggs wrote The Sapphires.
And he's a leading TV and stage
actor. He's a leading TV. And the only reason he's not here today is he's the busiest man in Melbourne. Mm. But he also just loved the play and was saying, you know, it just needs to be done.
So it's odd to have two directors. How did you work with him?
Oh, really well, because... you know, I also wanted to give him the opportunity to learn how it runs, how MTC runs, if you're a director there. So next time a play like this comes up, he can direct it directly. It was just, we get on very well. And also it's just, you know, when you put your ego aside, it's very easy to direct with someone. And yeah. He did that and I did that.
Well, I really appreciated that. You know, that this is not about the director, this show.
No, not at all.
In any way. I mean, what I love about this play is actually that it's not about the theatre. You know, it just takes you into this cheeky, working class, First Nations comedy. It's an Australia that's very familiar, but in Australia we rarely see on stage.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's very filmic in a sense of the lighting, you know, the content, the sound. It sort of takes you out of the your sort of regular theatre viewing and just puts you in
filmic, but it's also very knockabout theatre of an old-fashioned style too. Mm. I mean, it's a bit sort of vaudeville in the fact that, you know, you turn around, for example, and you talk to the audience.
Yeah.
So you know, like there's one amazing moment, Callan, where you're grumpy and you say, I'm not talking to them.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's the
yeah.
audience.
Well,
it's a great joke.
That's just, you know, it sort of introduces you to Sonny's relationship with the audience. You know, he's very shy. It's Jimmy's story, but somehow Sonny just gets thrown in there while, you know, Jimmy's, you know, not really paying attention to the audience and he's doing something else.
How does it feel now that it's in front of an audience? Because, I mean, you've been rehearsing it all this time and really it's based on the interaction between you and the crowd.
Well, yeah, we were rehearsing for 4.5 weeks, was it? 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks, and then we had 5 previews as well. And when we had our first company run, it was amazing. And when we had our first preview as well, it was also very amazing because, yeah, this piece depends on the audience quite a lot.
Well, comedies always do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I
always think in a comedy when you're rehearsing it, Sarah, you can start to lose faith in it in the rehearsal room because it no longer seems funny if you've done it 1,000 times. You think, is this really
is
funny?
Is it getting it? Yeah, and especially with all the direct address as well, like it's, you know, you're speaking to 3 people in a room who have heard it 100 million times and they still are so excited to hear it and they give you a lot.
I love watching you working that audience.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You know, your eyes light up. You just love the room. It just you radiate this beautiful, loving quality to the audience, and they give it back to you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the audience play a big part in this production, and they're all amazing. Yeah,
we've had a couple of student groups in school groups. It's a play for adults as well as kids, but the school groups have been amazing. And there was a group in on Saturday, wasn't there?
Saturday night or Saturday?
It was Saturday afternoon. Yeah,
afternoon. Yeah,
and they were. A group of First Nation kids that all go to boarding schools and they get together on the weekends and they choose what event they're going to do, and they chose to come to Astro Man. And I think afterwards what they had like 15,000 photos with you and Elaine on stage.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you keep saying it's a kids show because I didn't feel it was a kids show. I mean, I thought it was a fabulous show.
No, I didn't say it was a kids show. I said the school groups love it, but it is also for adults.
Yeah. I mean, this would make a marvellous film or a great TV series.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, this character that you've got is so brilliant. And there could be 6 episodes in this easy. Wouldn't you reckon?
Sarah Goods.
Yeah, of
Director,
course.
Director, yeah.
I think the beautiful thing about this play is that it's very general in the sense that a lot of people can relate to the characters, even though they may be First Nations people. I think because Albert is a First Nations person of New Zealand and he's writing a play about First Nations people in Australia. What he's done with it, it's not about culture. It's just an average coming of age story, and the characters happen to be Aboriginal.
It's about
and
life.
It's about the underdogs, you know.
Yeah. And look, it's big. It's a big generous show. It's just about look. To me, it's about sharing.
Yeah.
I thought it was totally about sharing, and it redeems everybody, even the scallywag. I mean, the nasty racist bicycle thief. at the start of the show, he sees the error of his ways.
Yeah.
I think his journey is really important, yeah. You know, because it's a capacity to change and the capacity to forgive.
Yeah, it's a beautiful redemptive show. Look, congratulations to all three of you and to everyone else involved. This is an absolute winner, this show. And as I say, it ought to be on the telly and run and run and run. You can see Astro Man at Arts Centre Melbourne until the 8th of December. You met performers Camille Ellis and Callan Tassoni and the director, Sarah Goods. The associate director is Tony Briggs. The playwright is Albert Bells. I'm Michael Cathcart, and this is The Hub on Stage.